JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we're heading to Westmorland, to the future home of the largest solar energy plant in the region, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic, ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline, January 31st, 2018.
The government is facilitating the expansion of Jamaica's energy supply options with the construction of a 37-megawatt solar power plant in Westmorland. The $60 million renewable facility, to be built by Eight Rivers Energy Company in Paradise Park, will be the largest of its kind in Latin America and the Caribbean. Speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony, Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley said the country is well on its way to securing affordable energy for both residential customers as well as the productive sectors.
You recall in 2008 when the price of oil reached over $120-$140 per barrel and the devastating impact it had on our economy right here in Jamaica. So we felt it. And as a government, we took a very conscious decision then to develop our national energy policy. That national energy policy speaks to mainly energy diversification. And so we took a decision then that we need to develop our own energy security.
Dr. Wheatley added that the private company will initially sell the energy to the Jamaica Public Service at 8.5 US cents per kilowatt hour, with an expected price reduction going forward. When complete, this new plant will complement the 24-megawatt wind facility at Wigton Wind Farm in Manchester, the 36-megawatt facility in Monroe, St. Elizabeth, and the 20-megawatt solar photovoltaic PV facility in Content Clarendon, as Jamaica continues to hold the number one spot in the Caribbean for energy diversification, according to the World Economic Forum. The updated Vision 2030 Dashboard of Indicators features interactive data and easy-to-understand trackers, so everyone can be part of the progress. Do your part and make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, where Philip Coombs tells us about Christmas in an Indian household in the 1960s.
Well, my mother baked for me evening, you know. There are things called gulgula, make out of flour. And next one, that you know, kurma, like sweetie, cut in diamond. You make the roti, you boil the split peas, crush it up on two stone. You knead the flour like dumpling and stretch it out on the board. You call that puri, dal puri.
What's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Share it with us by calling 926-3740-6. Before we go, here is a Christmas tip from the Jamaica Fire Brigade. If you're using a freshly felled Christmas tree this year, Acting Assistant Commissioner Amelia Ebanks has some advice for you.
It is good to have them in water because the water will reduce the moisture content. So it will keep them from drying up quicker. And the drier it is, the more easily, the more readily it will ignite and start a fire.
And on our community notice board, the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation is inviting the public to its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at St. William Grant Park, downtown Kingston, this Thursday, December 21 at 6:30 p.m. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.